Good morning, beloved, and thank you for joining me on this beautiful Friday morning so that we can share together God's precious word. Get our morning started off right, shall we? Today we find ourselves in Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. Here, some of the followers in Rome believed that it was wrong to eat meat, and others were saying that certain foods should only be eaten on certain days. Paul says that there will be no difference among God's people, but all the believers need to be accepting of one another and not to judge each other. And again, God's saving word for us this whole week has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading from Romans chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but do not argue with them about their personal opinions. Some people's faith allows them to eat anything, but the person who is weak in faith eats only vegetables. The person who will eat anything is not to despise the one who doesn't, while the one who eats only vegetables is not to pass judgment on the one who will eat anything. For God has accepted that person. Who are you to judge the servants of someone else? It is their own master who will decide whether they succeed or fail. And they will succeed because the Lord is able to make them succeed. Some people think that a certain day is more important than other days, while others think that all days are the same. We should firmly make up our own minds. Those who think highly of a certain day do so in honor of the Lord. Those who will eat anything do so in honor of the Lord, because they give thanks to God for the food. Those who refuse to eat certain things do so in honor of the Lord, and they give thanks to God. We do not live for ourselves only, and we do not die for ourselves only. If we live, it is for the Lord that we live. And if we die, it is for the Lord that we die. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For Christ died and rose to life in order to be the Lord of the living and of the dead. You then who eat only vegetables, why do you pass judgment on others? And you who eat anything, why do you despise other believers? All of us will stand before God to be judged by Him. For the Scripture says, as surely as I am the living God, says the Lord, everyone will kneel before me, and everyone will confess that I am God. Every one of us then will have to give an account to God. And today's key verse is Romans chapter 14, verse 8, where the Apostle Paul tells us, if we live, it is for the Lord that we live. And if we die, it is for the Lord that we die. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. You know, beloved, again, it's purely a pride thing. It's purely a flesh thing to think that the way that I have been raised up is the right way. The church that I went to was the right church. The way that we served God was the right way. Personally, I grew up during a time when the church didn't eat meat on Fridays, and so we ate fish on Fridays, and we would look at those who didn't eat like we did as somehow less of a believer, while those who would eat anything on Fridays, they would look at us and say, oh, that person is a slave to tradition, or that person is a slave to Old Testament law. And so, you see, whatever we did, it wasn't for the glory of God. What we were doing was, you know, for our own glory. We're right and everybody else is wrong. Let's not be that way. As the Apostle Paul finishes saying in verse 12, every one of us then will live to give an account to God. And so if we're doing as God is directing us to do, then we have nothing to worry about when it comes to the judgment, because we will have served our God according to his will and according to his perfect word. Let us pray. Loving God, knowing I belong to you fills me with joy. Help me not to be quick to judge others, and teach me to treat with respect those whose opinions differ from mine. Guide my words and actions this day so that all I say and do is pleasing in your sight and gives glory and honor to you. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. I hope to see you in church on Sunday. And if you can't make it to the chapel service, then I hope to see you on either the Zoom call or on Facebook. We're having more and more folks showing up digitally, you might say. But the Lord willing, we'll be meeting back here again on Monday morning. And next Monday, we'll be talking about Romans chapter 14, verses 13 through 23, where the Apostle Paul admonishes the believers not to act in ways that may cause others to fall into sin. Until we meet again, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.